on demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Do you feel a little crazy doing it?
It's about to go down.
Perfect. We want to know everything.
Dish.
Oh.
It's Talk Me Out of It, please.
With Kramer and Jess.
Mix 106.5.
Okay, Anonymous, we have got you on the voice disguiser. What is this crazy idea you got going through your head today?
I want to spend all my family savings on a mommy makeover.
Why would you do that?
Well, I mean, I've had three kids, and honestly, I don't even recognize my body anymore. I've spent years putting everybody else before me. Mm. It's going to drain us a little bit. I mean, he said, what if something happens? You know, we need to get the car fixed. But I'm just really resentful at this point.
I was going to say, this is giving resentful.
I can enjoy all these little things throughout the year. I just want my one thing. My husband spends pretty much the same amount on himself all year, but just in little ways.
Golf,
Ravens games, betting apps, random Amazon stuff. I mean, it's just spread out over the year, not all at once, but when I do the math, it's pretty much the same amount. He spends between $2,000 to $3,000 a year on himself. I mean, if I could do it spread out over the year, but it just doesn't work that way. But it would leave about $2,000 in our savings.
Okay.
And you know, the mommy makeover is not just one thing.
It's
the tummy tuck, there's other procedures, and I feel like I need to put myself first at some point in my life. But yeah, he's pretty furious. He says it's financially irresponsible when we have kids and bills.
Okay, so let me get this straight. You want to get this mommy makeover. He does not want you to.
It's probably hard for you to like look at the numbers and legitimately compare them. And you're like, wait a second, it's legitimately the same. However, if you drain out the savings as a family collectively, what happens if that money disappears?
I mean, we're not going to stop working. You know, we're still going to be putting money in. It's just going to be taking a big chunk out all at once. And he's thinking, what if there's an emergency?
Well, yeah. You know?
I mean, he's bought some dumb things on Amazon that we probably didn't need or he probably didn't need.
No.
And I'm just doing it all at once.
And you're saying that you don't buy stuff for yourself. And now for once, you're like, I want to spend some money on me.
What is his argument? Like, what is his argument when you basically kind of compare it and show him the numbers?
He says that it's really selfish and that I'm not thinking about the family and our finances, that I'm only thinking about what I look like. But what I look like is how I feel.
You're not wrong about any of this, but I mean, at the same point, there's only so much money to go around. So is it like the wrong thing to do here? Anonymous is saying, listen, I want to get a mommy makeover.
Yeah, if I don't do it now, then I never get a discounted deal.
Okay, so basically I'm going in for a consultation. If I lock it in, I can save some money on it. But here's the thing, drain us except for $2,000. So it'll like blow our savings. My husband has said, no, don't do this. I want to basically do it anyway, even though my husband has said no. And you're willing to do it even though your husband said no. Is that what you're basically leaning towards here? Yeah. So you don't care.
Yeah, I feel strongly about this. I mean, it's not like I have to ask his permission for everything. He didn't ask me about what he got on Amazon.
Hello. Or do we talk her out of it? Jess.
I hear what you're saying and I completely understand like why you're feeling that way. I just think that there needs to be a little more preparation and you deserve for like both you and your husband to kind of like do like a side savings account because times are so hard right now.
Yeah, I know.
It is just scary not to have a safety net if something happens to your guys' car, you know?
Yeah.
So I just feel like you deserve to get it done, but if there's any way that we can start saving for that specifically together because you deserve help to do that, but it would just make me nervous to clear out my savings and not know what to do.
Well, that might make you nervous, but I don't want to live my life that way. I'm ready to make the jump now and put me first, finally. It doesn't make me feel nervous. I feel excited about it.
I've got a lot of friends that are women who've had kids that, like, you know, I don't know what that feels like to have a post-child body. And I know.
Three times.
Yeah. So, like, I can't sit here and be like, don't do that. So, you know, I'm very much in this YOLO midlife crisis phase of life. So I can't tell you to not do it either, because if he's out here spending all this kind of money every year, like, why can't you also for once do what you want? That doesn't
That's
seem
what
right.
I'm saying.
Yeah, no, I definitely feel that too. It doesn't seem fair. Anonymous is saying, hey, I want to go get a mommy makeover. I want to put all of our savings into it, except we're still going to have $2,000. My husband says, no, absolutely not. It's selfish. But do we tell her to go for it, even though he says no, or do we talk her out of it? But who's up?
This is Denise and Dundalk on two.
I mean, Denise, what do you think? I mean, can she go spend all of the savings on a mommy makeover, or do we talk her out of that?
No, she cannot. It's incredibly irresponsible. Like, I'm a mom, too.
Yeah.
And I get that. I mean, it's awful that sometimes you have to put yourself last. Yeah. But with kids, you do not get to make those decisions. You're going to drain your emergency savings for cosmetic surgery or, like, whatever it is that you suddenly decide you deserve. Like, it's not her money. It's family money. And what if the kids get sick? You know, somebody loses a job, a car breaks down. I mean, being a parent means that you don't get to do everything you want.
The only thing, though, I feel like is fair to bring up is the fact that she crunched the numbers and did a side-by-side for her husband and was like, what I want to spend on the mommy makeover is basically the equivalent to what you spent last year on your own personal things. It was just over a course of time versus what she wants to do in one sitting, you know?
Well, then, honestly, they should both stop spending. Mm. I think two wrongs don't make a right. Mm. Like, if she's got a problem with his spending, talk to him about that. But that doesn't make it right for her to just go ahead and drain all of the family and leave them unprotected financially.
I know. The emergencies like, of feeling unprotected is what scares me, too.
So do you feel like moms don't get any kind of, like, could have any kind of, like, freedom for themselves financially anymore then, honestly?
Being a mom, I mean, it means that there are hard sacrifices sometimes. And if your kids only have like $400 left in savings because of your vacation, you failed.
Damn. Okay. Who's up?
This is another Denise in Baltimore on two.
What's up, Denise? Good morning.
Good morning.
I mean, what do you think? Do you feel like she can blow most of her family savings just to get a mommy makeover? Or do we talk her out of that?
Nope. She deserves it. As a mom of three, she definitely deserves it. You put your children first all the time. I'm sure she puts her husband first all the time. He's allowed to spend when he wants to. Just because one time she decides she wants to spend a big chunk of money, she should be able to do it. Mm. If it means that they're both working and will continue to put money away, or maybe for the next year, he cuts back on some spending to put some of that money away. Ooh. So that she gets to have something she deserves. But I completely understand as a mother, she deserves it and she should go for it.
But what if he says no? That's a thing. And listen, because I think, what if we turn this topic around and what if it's like, hey, he wants to go on this like.
But the thing is he's been at the Ravens games, he's been on the trip, he's been getting the gadgets.
I'm asking y'all a question and take this for real.
Yeah,
if a guy called in and he was like, hey, I want to go on a cruise. I want to spend $10,000. It's going to leave our family really financially unstable. My wife has said no. Would y'all be like, no, go live your life, guy. You should totally do that and leave your family stranded. I don't think anybody on this phone call would be like, yeah, go do that. Go live your life, guy.
No, but did he carry children for 9 months, three of them each for 9 months, and destroy his body so that he wants to have it fixed?
No, he did not.
There's the difference. Women go through so much, and their bodies change so much going through that, that a man can't even relate in the littlest bit to say that she can't do it or shouldn't be able to do it. He needs to understand that if it makes her feel better, her attitude in getting that change for herself will change her attitude in the way she does everything in life. Take care of her children. Take care of her husband.
Yeah.
It will make her feel better.
Amen.
So when she feels better, she does better. That's all I have to say.
I know. Denise, you're not wrong, but does it make it any more financially? I mean, does it make it any more financially responsible, though? I mean, this is my concern.
You know, a car can break down, and you can get a credit card. I mean, you can get a credit card. If they are still working and putting money away, they will continue to make that money and continue to build that savings right back up. And a credit card and a credit card payment won't hurt them.
You know what? We're all struggling out here. We might as well go out with a bang, baby.
Why not?
Okay.
All right, there goes Denise. Thank you, Denise. All right. Katie in Bel Air, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're all right. What do you think? I mean, do you feel like she can go and literally just get this mommy makeover, even though her husband's like, listen, we don't need to do this. This is not a financially responsible idea.
1,000%.
Oh, my God. Why?
Yeah. So, listen, I have had a mommy makeover myself.
Oh, okay. Period.
I lost well over 120 pounds, and I felt miserable with how I looked.
Yeah.
And my husband actually worked extra hours to make sure we could pay for this.
Okay.
He was
good
all
husband.
For it. He absolutely wanted me to feel better in my own skin. I would do the same for him.
Yeah.
So if he wanted anything done, we work together as a team and get things done that are appropriate for each other and what we need to feel better. And guess what? Our marriage is even better because of it.
Dang,
so
man.
I definitely think he should do it.
So, yeah. So no matter what, even if it were to put your family at, no, I don't know that your family was at a, you know, financial instability because of it. Would you still do it even if it was? You don't care? It was that important to you?
So listen, I'm a mom too.
Yeah.
And I always put everybody first.
Yeah.
And forget as moms that we have to sometimes put ourselves first.
Yeah.
If we don't, we are definitely doing a disservice to our family.
Yeah.
So being unhappy in your skin is huge.
Yeah.
And when you're walking around and feeling uncomfortable with like 20, 30 pounds of your skin and you feel miserable,
yeah,
that radiates to your family.
Right.
And when you talk to your husband and you tell him this stuff, if he can't understand that, that's actually a shame. That's a shame that your husband can't say, you know what, I do want you to feel better, and we will work through this.
Dang, okay.
Anything can happen at any point in time. A car can break down, and like the other caller said, get a credit card. I mean, like...
Listen, I'm worried about y'all's use of credit cards. I got to be honest with you. Y'all are really using those
Klarna?
Credit cards loosely.
You know, Klarna?
Yeah, y'all, the credit card company love y'all. Like, y'all are really using that use credit cards fast.
Oh, I just am very, very lucky that I do have a husband that when I ask for things like this,
yeah.
and it doesn't come just out of the blue. It's something that I've really thought about. I really feel like it's going to make life better for everybody.
Yeah.
That, you know what, he worked overtime to pay for it so that we don't go into a financial
issue.
No, I see
that. So that's very generous of your husband.
He would do it. Even if it put us in a financial situation, he would do it.
He figured it out.
End,
okay. There she goes.
We want to be happy.
All right, there goes Katie. Thank you, Katie.
Thank
appreciate
you, Katie.
You.
Sure. Have a great one.
Yeah, you too. Hey, Christine in Bel Air. What's up? Good morning.
Good morning.
I mean, what do you think? I mean, come on. We know this is financially irresponsible, so she's still due to talk her out of it.
I say do it. I don't see
Good
it being
God.
Super
Y'all,
irresponsible.
What do you mean? Yeah. What do you, Christine, no, no. It is. It is. What
well,
do you mean it's not?
But
yeah.
the thing is, though, like, they're it both going to be working, though. They're both
they
going to be working.
They both work. It's both their money.
Now y'all are just giving bad advice.
Money throughout the year.
Yeah.
No, I say go for it. Look, I spent, I don't even want to know how much, over a year in weight loss and lost 50 pounds and feel amazing. I feel good. I'm nice. I go out more. I have more energy for my kids.
Yeah.
It comes down to like your mental health of it.
Yeah.
If you're nice, that does say a lot.
I think the mental health aspect of like if you are depressed in any way, shape, or form of what that means, like
no,
it doesn't just
yeah.
have to be like you know, like on how you look or how you feel or how much you weigh. Like if you are suffering in that type of way, if you can't take care of yourself, how can you take care of your children?
Well,
so it's like if you're in a better
right.
mental space,
yes.
I understand what you're saying
but
by
I'll,
that.
I'll ask you the same question. Let's say something were to happen, it were to put your family in some kind of financial bind, would you still do it the same way? If
I would,
okay. I mean, that says something about this.
Cushion.
Yeah,
she still has a small cushion, like the other girl said.
Yeah.
There's ways. God forbid something happened. Get a credit card. Yeah. Get a small loan.
Yeah, y'all are just
throughout the year.
Yeah, y'all love financial binds. Okay, all right. You still would
no,
do it.
But the
no,
thing
but
is, it,
that
though,
says
can
something
I just
about
say,
it.
Every person, like every woman that we have spoken to, is a mother.
No, no.
Who has gone through this process? So clearly,
no, I know it's important.
Like clearly,
that's
this is something.
So thank you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for saying
yes,
that.
I am a mother. I have a 5-year-old. It made me tight for a little bit, and my husband rolled his eyes at me, but you know what? A year later, I think he's probably happier than I am at this point.
Who's rolling their eyes now?
Okay,
you know what I'm saying?
Period.
Yeah,
okay.
All right, there she
okay.
goes.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling us. Okay, so, okay, we're out of time. Anonymous, what do you think? I mean, it sounds like most of these moms actually say you should do it, even though your husband, I mean, can you imagine you just going to your partner and being like, I'm doing this anyway? Like, what do you want to do? Like,
I mean, moms completely get it.
No,
and
yeah.
how I feel.
Right.
I know it's crazy to drain my savings, but I also feel like nobody understands how invisible moms can start to feel after years of putting everybody first.
I know. Well, so the consultation's tomorrow. So what do you think you want to do then? I mean, do you think it's worth it?
I mean, I haven't decided. I'm going to go and hear what they have to say.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do they got payment plans?
And just see how I
Yeah, can we put some,
What is
you
it?
Know.
Do they got Klarna?
Yeah. Not Klarna.
Because if they do, girl, go ahead. You know what I mean?
Klarna.
I'm just saying.
30% interest on that.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so I don't know if you've heard this segment before, but what we do is we always invite people to call back and let us know how this goes, because we'd be curious to hear if you actually, you know, went behind your husband's back and did it. Would you be willing to call us back Monday and let us know how this thing actually turned out?
Okay.
Would that work?
Yeah.
So if we do updates at like 8:25 on Monday morning, would that work for you?
Yes, I can do that.
Okay, perfect.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.